وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in rank. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. As we have sent to you a messenger from amongst yourselves, who will recite to you our verses, purify you, teach you the book and wisdom, and teach you what you know, what you knew not. So remember me, and I will remember you. Be grateful to me, and be not ungrateful. Completion of the favor for the people of belief. The first of the above verses is linked to the ones mentioned previously. It means that just as Allah, by virtue of specifying the Qibla, will bestow His favors upon the Muslims in the hereafter, so too has He bestowed the favor in this world by sending His Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to mankind. The task of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included reciting Allah's verses and spiritual purification of the masses. By practicing His teachings, one may attain purity from physical and spiritual maladies. He teaches the Quran, wisdom, and things which people knew not, which cannot be learned except through divine revelation. Allah sent His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and inspired him with revelation, by virtue of which man benefits tremendously. Therefore Allah declares, remember me and I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not show ingratitude. Now the explanation of the verse, remember me and I will remember you. The commentator Allama Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi explains the verse as follows: remember me by obedience to me, and I will remember you by awarding the appropriate reward. Remembrance of Allah may be accomplished by way of the heart, tongue, and also by the practical obedience of His commandments. Abstaining from sin because of the fear of Allah is also classified as His remembrance. Islamic research scholars say that every person who is obedient to Allah, in fact, remembers Him. There is also great reward in remembering Allah with the tongue. It is reported in a hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quotes Allah as saying, I am with my servant when he remembers me and engages his tongue in the recitation of my name. Another hadith reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says that I am with my servant when he remembers me. When he remembers me in privacy, then I remember him likewise. When he remembers me in a gathering, then I remember him in a nobler gathering, that is the gathering of angels. There are great virtues reported in the traditions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning the recitation of tasbih. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and takbir as well. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for me to recite subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, is more beloved than everything upon which the sun shines. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked as to which form of remembrance of Allah was best. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is the words which Allah had chosen his angels to say, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a date palm is planted in Jannah for the person who recites Subhanallahi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu transmitted the hadith wherein the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two phrases are light on the tongue, heavy on the scales on the day of judgment, and loved by Allah. They are Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi and Subhanallahi al-Azim. A companion asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prescribe for him an action which he could practice continuously, since the injunctions of Islam are numerous. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah. Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes that once he was walking behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while reciting, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power or might except with Allah, to himself. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned and said, O Abdullah ibn Qais, which was his real name, should I inform you of a treasure from the treasures of Allah? Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied in the affirmative, to which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, the people who remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah, making zikr, are encircled by the angels. Allah's mercy and tranquility descends upon them, and Allah makes mention of them in His court. The virtue and importance of showing gratitude. After making mention of remembrance of Allah, zikr, the discussion now revolves around the showing of gratitude. Allah Ta'ala says, be grateful to me and be not ungrateful. Showing gratitude together with remembrance of Allah is of great importance. It is compulsory for every person to be thankful to Allah for His numerous bounties, which are impossible to enumerate. In showing gratitude, one admits the favors Allah has bestowed upon him. These favors are expressed and appreciated both by word and by action. The person verbally praises Allah for these bounties and simultaneously invests these favors in his worship and obedience. Rejecting these bounties and utilizing them in the committing of sins is actually a display of ingratitude. It is indeed foolish to use the very same bounties given by Allah for his disobedience and in the subservience of one's carnal desires and servitude to shaitan. Every person exploits the boons of Allah, but very few show gratitude. Allah says in Surah Sabah, and few of my servants are grateful. Giving thanks is an action due to which bounties are perpetuated and increased. Ingratitude results in the deprivation of a favor. Allah informs us in Surah Ibrahim, when your Lord announced, if you show gratitude, then I will definitely give you more. And if you are ungrateful, then indeed my punishment is severe. Ingratitude is predominant in the psyche of man. It appears in Surah Zukhruf. Man is clearly ungrateful. Surah Ibrahim contains the following, and He grants you whatever you ask Him. For if you try to count Allah's bounties, you will never be able to do so. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Indeed, man is extremely unjust and very ungrateful. It should be the duty of Allah's servants that we keep showing thanks to Him and keep His favors in mind. When employing the bounty of Allah, a person should praise Allah. The supplications reported in the books of hadith constantly repeat the praises of Allah. It is reported in the hadith that the phrase Alhamdulillah is the crown of gratitude, and the person who does not praise Allah has not shown gratitude to Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. O you who believe, seek help by means of patience and salah. Verily, Allah is with the patient ones. So the command to seek help through patience and salah. The literal meaning of the word patience and sabr is to stop or to prevent. In the Islamic laws, in Sharia, it is used with the following three connotations. To apply oneself to the obedience and worship of Allah. To prevent oneself from committing sins. To persevere and be patient with the difficulties brought on by various calamities in such a way that one is content with the decision of Allah without objection. At the same time, one should aspire for Allah's reward in these trying times. People generally interpret patience and sabr only in the third category. They do not even consider the first two, whereas all three categories are part of its meaning. The common factor in all three categories involves the suppression of one's carnal desires and abstention from all deeds which constitute disobedience to Allah. The person who adopts all three forms of sabr will become the beloved of Allah, and Allah's mercy and help will be in his attendance. Allah says in Surah Zumar, the patient ones will receive their full reward without reservation. The virtues and importance of sabr. The importance of patience and gratitude cannot be overemphasized in the short life of a believer, which seems to last only as long as a fleeting star. Whether in ease, comfort, or difficulty, these traits are always beneficial. Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the condition of a believer, a mu'min, is astonishing. Every condition is a source of good to him. And this cannot be attained by any other besides the believer, mu'min. When he experiences a favorable condition, he is grateful, and this is good for him. On the other hand, when he experiences adverse conditions, he is patient, and this too is excellent for him. A hadith is reported in Bukhari Sharif, wherein the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that none has ever received a gift better and vaster than patience and sabr. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who has been blessed with four qualities has gained the good of this world and the hereafter. And these qualities are a thankful heart, a tongue constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah, a body which can bear difficulties, a wife who is not unfaithful to her husband, neither with regard to her chastity nor his wealth. In life, some difficulty will have to be experienced, but being patient will open the doors to numerous bounties. One will then receive such favors which one cannot imagine. Difficulties befall every person, whether he be a believer or disbeliever, pious or impious. The difference is that those who are patient accrue rewards and are assured Allah's help and mercy. On the contrary, those who do not exercise patience grumble, raise objections, and are not satisfied with the decree of Allah. Their difficulty is thus prolonged, and they are deprived of reward. Those who object to Allah's decision become disbelievers. In reality, those who are truly adversely affected by a calamity are those who are deprived of the reward of exercising patience. The person who perseveres in the face of adversities reaches elevated positions in the hereafter. His difficulty is in reality no difficulty at all, since he has received the recompense in full. In this world, it will be witnessed that people toil in their duties the entire month, undergoing much difficulty. Laborers work hard in the heat of the sun, but because they are due to receive their full remuneration, they endure the difficulty happily. They do not consider their work as a burden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq of exercising sabr and patience. It's a very, very noble trait in the life of a believer. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.